Shane O'Connor there, and up and away, and we're up and away with another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Wellington's Capity Coast Sunday, and Christchurch on Saturday night. And greetings to everybody listening around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. Well, it's a nice fine day in Auckland again after a bit wet, windy over the last 48 hours, and summer has returned again, and thankfully weather pretty mild over there in Ireland as well. But the good news is a government will be elected in Ireland tomorrow. Micheál Martin will be elected as Taoiseach, and the deal has been done with the a group of like-minded independents. And it looks like they're going to have two super junior ministries and two junior ministries, and the Healy Rays are on board. So it looks like the government now will have a majority of about 15 seats in the next Dáil. And it's expected Micheál Martin will assume the role as Taoiseach for the first period of the next 5 years, probably 2.5 years, and Simon Harris then for the other half of the duration of this government. But of course all the focus has been on the United States yesterday with the inauguration of Donald Trump. So I suppose first thing now, the Irish government will be hoping that Trump will invite the Taoiseach to the White House on St. Patrick's Day for the Irish celebrations. Before that he might have slapped tariffs on exports from Ireland, but a lot to be done to work on that relationship, because Trump has made a lot of plans yesterday about how he wants to make America great again. So more about that, and indeed all the other news from Ireland and sports news throughout the programme tonight. First up, I want to play tonight Daniel O'Donnell, home from Donegal, to Bridie Wicks. Bridie lives in Auckland, has been a long time listener to Ireland Calling, and I met Bridie's son Sean over the holidays, and he talked about how much his mum loves the weekly programme Ireland Calling. So Bridie, happy new year to you, and I know you are indeed a long time listener to Ireland Calling, and here's Donegal's favourite son with Home to Donegal.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I'll see you. We'll talk to the old folk. They're getting on.
Donegal, and we're sending that a request out to Brady Wicks, originally from Donegal, living in Auckland, and Daniel O'Donnell, Donegal's favourite son, singing there. And of course, Daniel, this time last year, was heading our direction and played a series of concerts around New Zealand. Not sure when he'll be back again, if he'll come back, because crowds weren't that big, especially at the show in Auckland last year. But no doubt, Daniel, very busy. He's off on the high seas, usually doing a cruise in February and performing there. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll just have a look at the Irish Times. They've got a great picture on the front of their website here. It shows Donald Trump holding up one of the executive orders that he signed yesterday, all these black folders, and he was signing them all with a big marker pen. And one of the orders that he signed was taking away the birthright citizenship if you're an illegal person in America and you give birth to a baby, that boy or girl automatically becomes a new US citizen. And that's been enshrined in the US law since 1868, but of course Trump wants to get rid of that. But already quite a number of Democratic-led states have taken legal action today against that move. So that's going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and no doubt with Trump's appointees heading the Supreme Court, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Right, the weather is a bit of a storm coming into Ireland this Thursday night. The richest people in the world, businessmen, are all gathering in Davos in Switzerland this week, and the Irish Times has listed 11 Irish billionaires, including the Mystery family. Not sure whether they were born in East Galway, certainly weren't, but retaining his spot at the top of Ireland's wealth pyramid last year was Shapur Mystery, owner of an Indian construction engineering giant. Inherited control of the 160-year group from his father, who died as an Irish citizen in 22, and married to Dublin-born Pat Perrin Dubash, the elder Mystery. The largest private shareholder in the group gave up his Indian passport for an Irish one in 2022. Then the Collisons brothers, homegrown in Limerick, they've set up Stripe, which is basically a secure payment code that you use every time we buy something online, and they're supposedly worth $7.2 billion each. A guy called John Graykin, Boston-born, but running an equity fund. He's worth $7 billion. Eugene Murta, Kingspan, worth $2.8 billion. Dennis O'Brien, $2.8 billion. A guy called John Dorns, $2.6 billion. And Dermot Desmond, what's Dermot worth, according to this latest thing? I think he's over $2.2 billion. And finally, a guy called John Armitage, he's worth I think $1.5 billion. So there you go. Ireland has got 11 billionaires. And we'll see. I'm sure these guys' wealth will all increase over the next 12 months. Righto, we'll belt on with another song here. And this time we're going to go Sinead O'Connor and Scorn Not His Simplicity. Great song, written by Phil Coulter. late Sinéad O'Connor and her version of the song written by Phil Coulter, Scorn Not His Simplicity. And of course, Sinéad, over a year since Sinéad passed away, but it's probably around the second anniversary of the death of her son Shane. I think he died about almost 2 years ago. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the great support here of the Hugh Green Group. Looking at the RTE website, their headlines starts with Sinn Féin to oppose plans to adjourn Dáil for 2 weeks. So the Dáil is going to convene tomorrow, election of Taoiseach, then he'll announce all his ministers. And then it looks like it's convenient for 2 weeks until early February. There is a bit of a row on at the moment because some of the independent TDs that are forming a government, the other independents as part of that group of independents, they're applying to get speaking time in the Dáil so they can attack the government. So it's an issue that has to be resolved tomorrow with the Ciann Comhairle, because all the opposition parties say you can't run with the hares and hunt with the hounds, so to speak. You're either in government and you take the stick from the opposition benches if you're part of a group supporting the government, and you cannot have half you supporting the government and the other half you could have one Healy Ray shouting across the benches at his brother if this deal goes through, but it looks like it may go through. Trump's pardon of US Capitol rioters draws criticism from around America and indeed other parts of the world as well. These guys that did all this attacks on their especially on police and everybody has caused a lot of angst amongst the general public. Ireland are preparing for Six Nations opening match against England on Saturday week, so Simon Easterbury has taken over on a temporary basis this year as manager of the Irish team, and he's in Portugal this week as the team prepare for that opening game against England. And somebody said tickets were exchanging at some point, some tickets for over €2,500, such as the demand for tickets for these Six Nations games. And on the Heineken Cup, Munster, Leinster and Ulster got through to the next round. Leinster, of course, top qualifier. They have a home matches right through to the final if they keep winning. Munster, unlucky, they lost at the weekend and they've now got a game against La Rochelle, and of course coached by their former great O'Gara. And Ulster are away to Bordeaux, so Ulster very disappointed. They only won one, I think, out of three games, but they just got through as the last qualifier. Righto, we'll belt on with some more music. Bob Geldof, who's coming down this way in March, and here he is with the Boomtown Rats, I Don't Like Mondays, which was a hit back in 1979.
No reasons, 'cause there are no reasons, what reasons? the bull all crackles and the and he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. One reason do you need to die, die, oh, oh. And the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it.
Geldof and the Boomtown Rats, I Don't Like Monday. And Bob is touring New Zealand in March. He's in Auckland on the 28th of March and he's in Wellington on the 29th of March. And you can get your tickets at the usual ticket. He's doing a big tour of Australia and New Zealand, so you can get tickets there. They're around $130, but that was a big hit for the Boomtown Rats and Bob Geldof back in 1979, the year I was doing the Leaving Cert. Welcome along if you've tuned in. You're just listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I'm just looking through the Irish Independent, their website, and they're, of course, leading with the death of a man in Bray at the weekend. Looks like there's been five people arrested in connection with the murder of a 36-year-old man, father of five, with another baby on the way. And Gardaí are saying the man was from the travelling community, and it looked like he went to a children's playground or an area to deal with some kind of a confrontation, and he ended up being stabbed. And the Garda have arrested five men and a juvenile, as they believe the victim organised a fight before the alleged attack. Sadly, there's been nearly four or five murders in Ireland since the start of the year. What else is, well, we talked there about the Irish billionaires, and it looks like here the two lads from Limerick striper to lay off 300 people worldwide, with the Dublin office partially affected. Obviously, you know, they're running a business, and if it's not working, there's another business in Wexford that announced closure of 300 jobs today. Some of them are being transferred to Cork and Dublin, and some of the other people are being offered redundancy. Enoch Burke is still protesting outside Wilson's Hospital School, and the school brings no application to jail Burke despite his return to the school gate, although the Attorney General is looking at ways of seizing some of his assets to pay the fines of accumulated fines of over 180,000 that he's accumulated to date. Those are some of the stories leaving the Irish Independent website. After we come back, we'll talk about the All-Ireland Club Hurling and Football finals that took place last weekend. Before that, John Spillane and All the Ways You Want.
wires, searching for all your heart's desire, where the sun is always shining and oranges grow on the trees. You only have to wait 2 seconds for everything you please in the garden. Circle of life, searching for all your heart's delight. I'll wait for you, a true friend. I'll wait for you to
singer John Spillane and All the Ways You Wander. Don't wander away from here yet. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. And having a look at the Irish Examiner, they're talking about Storm Owen. It looks like when I put it, O-E-O-W-Y-N, Owen, is going to bring damaging gusts and disruption to Ireland this week. Thankfully, the damage that was done to the wharf at Holyhead now seems to have been repaired, with ferry services resuming over there between Dublin and Holyhead. Sadly, this is probably in the news here as well. I heard this on the news this morning. At least 76 people killed in a hotel fire at a ski resort in Turkey. That happened on Tuesday. What other stories there? A few more court cases, we'll skip them. Fergus Finlay, a terrible programme for government. I presume he's talking about the Irish government. They released their 120-page document last week, the programme for government that has been ratified by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Independents. But there's not a lot of finite detail. They said they'll build 300 houses over the next 5 years, but they're not saying how many they'll build this year and next year. And obviously Fergus in his article in the Examiner today, and he talked about the same old lies coming from Trump. So there you go. Elaine McLaughlin reckons that Pascal Donoghue may be the best the foreign minister Ireland needs now, but it looks like that he's going to get the his old job back again, Minister for Finance. And Michael Clifford, he says Michael D. Higgins's words have consequences. This is in relation to Michael D. talking about the amount of money being spent you know, on arming nations. I once saw Michael Higgins give a talk about the evolution of the global political economy from Bretton Woods and the agreement hatched by allies after the Second World War. He went through the Cold War onto the oil crisis of the 70s, neoclassical Chicago school economics, Thatcherism, the growth of neoliberalism and the banking collapse before eventually arriving in one piece at the present day. And it was tough going. I began to drift around 73 and was lost soon after. Anyway, he talked about Michael H. Higgins, and he just says that, you know, he's questioning over some of the issues that he's raised. Of course, he's a figurehead. He doesn't have any authority in Ireland, but he does speak his mind. So there you go. Michael D has about another 8 months to go, 9 months. October will be the date for the new presidential elections this year. Right, we'll move on with another bit of music, and we'll go with the Western Wake. Lumiere there with Damien Dimsey, and Damien recorded or released a new album just before Christmas. Of course, Damien has been to New Zealand on a few tours. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, the All-Ireland Club Football and Hurling Championships took place in Croke Park at the weekend, and it was a big weekend for the Dublin clubs. Niamh na Féinne, who are literally a stone's throw from Croke Park, they won the All-Ireland Club Hurling Championship by beating Sarsfields from Cork. And then Coola, who had won the Hurling Championships maybe 10 years ago, they won that twice. They beat the team from Tyrone, and they were leading by 13 points at half time, but the Tyrone team fought back in the second half, and Coola winning by 4 points in the end. So a great year for Dublin hurling and football. Of course, they didn't win the big prize last year, the All-Ireland hurling final, with Armagh winning that by beating Galway. And of course, the National League starts now with the new rules that are coming into effect. The league starting the weekend after next, and of course Galway are playing Armagh, who beat them in the final last year. The Late Late Show last week did a special GAA tribute, and some people criticised it. It wasn't really full of a lot of substance, but the president of the GAA was on there being interviewed, and of course Jarlath Burns, a great year from last year to see his beloved Armagh win an All-Ireland final, and his son being part of the team. Now that team went off on a tour to Florida there just before Christmas, and an incident happened that's been investigated, so he was asked about that, but as that's been investigated, he didn't say too much. And he then was questioned about why he intervened with the appointment by Naas of, or they were looking to appoint Rory Gallagher, the former manager of Derry, as their coach for next year. And when Burns heard about this, he sent an email to the Naas club telling them they should consider what they're about to do. They released it into the public domain, and he's been obviously grilled about that as well, but he felt, as a result of allegations which were not substantiated by Gallagher's former wife, he basically felt that the need of having a coach managing young people with these allegations that were made would be a good fit for the GAA. And then he was asked, well, if that's all right for the goose, what about the gander? And he related to the Kyle Hayes issue down in Limerick, the guy that has been charged with assault and was given a suspended sentence. In fact, he's up before the courts again soon because he had a car speeding incident last year. And but Burns kind of said that's a different issue. So come in for a lot of criticism for that. So it'll be interesting to see what the fallout will be. But he'll be hoping that the football can improve, because Pat Spillane, one of the guests on the programme, he talked about various sports, and he said football is football. You use your foot most of the time to pass the ball. And he talked last year that there was, in the All-Ireland final, he looked at it in detail, somebody did research, there was about 38 or 40 kicks, and there was about 500 hand passes. And he said that's where he left his argument, and said that it's awful stuff, and the sooner things are changed, the better. Right, we'll move on and have another song, this time Christy Moore and the Cliffs of Dune. young Christy Moore there with Andy Irvine, Donal Lunny, and the great Liam O'Flynn, late Liam O'Flynn, on the Illan Pipes. I remember meeting all of those when they toured here with the Guinness Celebration of Music in the early 90s. And of course, Christy performing in Ireland and the UK. That's as far as he travels these days. Well, a man that's travelling down here is called Rory O'Neill, is coming here in February. Rory's better known as Panty Bliss, the Queen of Ireland, and performing from the 19th to the 23rd of February as part of the big Auckland festival that's running during Pride Week. And if you want to go and have a bit of entertainment, glittering and glorious, according to the Sunday Times, and of course Graham Norton has seen this, and it's probably so good. No one is making shows like this anymore. I loved it. So Rory has been blazing trails since the late 80s, becoming a beloved entertainer and activist. Known worldwide for her fight for equality and justice, she played a key role in Ireland's successful marriage equality referendum in 2015. Not sure whether she'd go down too well in the States after Trump got in there yesterday. But anyway, she's coming here in February from the 19th to the 23rd, and you can book your tickets. They range in price from $35 to $69. The show, it runs for 70 minutes, and you can get your tickets by contacting the ticketing agency or aucklandlive.co.nz, aucklandlive.co.nz. Panty Bliss. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, we look back at some of the other stories on the front of the Irish Times web page. Cork dog breeder condemned by judge for obstructing vet after the seizure of a neglected dog. Won't go into any more details on that. Fenton O'Toole says, rub your head for a ring road in Kerry, or a university down in Kerry. Radio Kerry's Gerry O'Sullivan said to Michael Healy Ray the other day, so a deal has been done. Healy Ray said, I never use the word deal. So the year of the snake begins next week, according to Fenton O'Toole. In an admirable tribute to Ireland's embrace of multiculturalism, we are marking the occasion by inaugurating a new government that speaks with forked tongues and slithers around what everyone knows to be the truth. So it's talking about the deal. So obviously the Healy Rays, who have been attacking the government for many, many years, have now joined with a group of like-minded independents, and Michael, or Danny Healy Ray is, or Michael has got, it'll be confirmed tomorrow, a job as in the Ministry for Agriculture, as a junior minister in charge of forestry. And yes, they're beloved down in Kerry, and of course their group has been led by the former disgraced politician Michael Lowry, very, very popular. And so it'll be interesting to see how they get on. I'm sure they get on well, and they'll be getting plenty of support for their region. Right, we're coming down the home straight here. We're on the bright side of the road. Morrison and Van still going strong. I think I'm sure Van is probably in his 80s now. He certainly would be close to it, but a very popular singer from Belfast. I'm just looking up here to see what age he is. Van Morrison, born in 1945, so he'll be 80 this year. 31st of August 1945, born in Bloomfield, Belfast. And he's had so many great hits since he started performing back in the 60s. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We have time just to run on a few more stories making Ireland, making the news in Ireland. Danish MP swears at Trump. He says Greenland is not for sale. O'Gara says Munster game with La Rochelle will be massive for everybody. And not forget my own province, Connacht. They beat Cardiff at the weekend in that second tier competition, and that gives them a home game, which may be played at McHale Park in Castlebar. Of course, they're playing Munster there in March, and that game sold out in a few days. 25,000 tickets sold out. So while there's work going on at the sports ground, they may move that game down there to Castlebar in April. I think those games will resume after Six Nations finishes. But of course, Six Nations starts with Ireland against England, a huge game. And a lot at stake for all the players playing in the Six Nations this year, because you'll have the Lions tour to Australia, which is a great honour to get selected and play for the Lions. But it's also financially very rewarding, with the players this year having negotiated a share of the profits from the tour. Nobody's yet beaten the record set by the famous Irish rugby player and businessman, the late Tony O'Reilly. Scored 17 tries back in 1959 when the Lions toured Australia, New Zealand. And O'Reilly, I was talking to Ollie Campbell before Christmas about his time down here, and in 1983 he toured with the Lions, that team led by Kieran Fitzgerald, who was undermined by the British media press at the time. They felt it should have been an English guy, but Winterbottom, I think, that they were pushing to have there as the captain. But Ollie thought they got about £2 or £3 a day. So different now to the players flying first class or business class around the world, and getting, I think, being selected for the Lions would be worth about £40,000 to each player. And certainly, if they get a share of the profits this year, that'll make it even more lucrative for them. Right, we've time for one more song, and this time we'll go with Sean Keen and There Were Roses.
Sad, not for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern lands. But lately I've been thinking that it just won't leave my mind. I tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Isaac Scott from Baby, he lived just across the fields. A great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. MacDonald came from South Armagh to Coaching Agnes Fair, and we'd often meet on the Ryan Road and laughter fill the air. There were tears of the people ran together. Now Isaac, he was Protestant and Sean was Catholic born, but it never made a difference, for their friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening when we heard the sound of drums, we said they won't divide us, we always will be one. Now the land our fathers ploughed in, the soil it is the same, and the places where we say our prayers have just got our different hymns. We talked about the friends who died, we hoped to be no more. It was little then we realized the tragedy in store. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. It was on a Sunday morning when the orphan used them round. Another killing had been done just outside Camden Town. We knew that Ike danced up there, we knew he liked the band. But when we heard that he was dead, just could not understand. Gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day, the minister, he closed his eyes and for no revenge he prayed. And those of us who knew him from along the Rhine
of. Well, that brings us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Hopefully you enjoyed the programme, brought to you to support the Hugh Green Group, and I'll be back again next week. And of course we'll have a new government in place in Ireland next week. We'll have all the details, and hopefully you have a great week. Anniversary weekend in Auckland this weekend, so enjoy yourself if you're living in Auckland. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.
This station is a member of KARMA, the Community Action.